why I wanted to make the movie. I mean, there's really, that was the number one reason. When I first read the script, I just thought, this is 25 leads, and everyone gets something to do. And there's so many good guys. It took me, you know, it took me 5 minutes to come up with a list of people that should be in this movie. and many of them are in the final film. And so for me, that was the privilege of getting to make it. And knowing that the material would be strong enough that you'd get to draw these guys together, and that hopefully you can look back. I mean, I used to say look back in 10 years, but now we've already got, you know, when we shot this movie, we didn't know Ezra was the Flash or in the new Harry Potter film. We didn't know that Ty was Cyclops. We didn't know that, you know, that Ki-Hong, that the Maze Runner was going to explode into this big thing and become, you know, a multi-movie franchise and stuff. Like, these aren't things that we knew. We just looked at the people and the talent and the auditions and the previous work they'd done and tried to make, I thought the key to making a cast that you would look back on was having some people who had already established themselves. You know, Ezra was already incredible. He was the first guy we got involved, incredibly well respected. People know he's going to grow into something. And then you've got to combine it with people who you haven't seen do that much yet. So we have kids that are from Nickelodeon shows, you know, kids like Moises Arias, you know, who was from Hannah Montana, or Brett Davern, who's on Awkward on MTV, you know, people who hadn't done this kind of material before yet. So you bring in those people, and then you bring in people who you might have never seen in anything yet, but, you know, are really, you know, that to me was what Chris Sheffield was, who he plays the gentleman who won't say bastard at the end of the film. You know, for him, I'd seen him, he'd since done some work, but I first saw him in a student film like 6 years ago. And just remembered his name and kept his name down and always kept him in mind and just thought he'd be phenomenal for a part in this. And so, you know, it was a combination of that kind of stuff, but also having incredible casting directors, Angela Demo and Barbara McCarthy. You know, they had just done The Spectacular Now and had been on that film for a couple of years and auditioned everybody in this age range. You know, so they were so invaluable in this movie because there wasn't like a single name they weren't aware of or hadn't read yet. And they introduced me to all these people I'd never seen their work before. I'd never seen Logan Miller before, and, you know, I'd never seen Harrison Thomas before, and some of these guys that were totally new to me as well. So anyway, I could talk about the casting all day long, and it's not the most exciting thing to people, but for me it was, yeah, you know, you wanted to, the drive from the get-go was, let's build an ensemble that, you know, I don't know if I'll ever get a chance to do that again. So, you know, I held on to it and really savored sort of every moment of getting to bring these guys together.